Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Many of the daycare centers that had to close at the start of the pandemic have since reopened, but they've got fewer kids enrolled and increased cleaning and staffing costs, which means they're in a major financial bind. An expert at the Center for American Progress says that if enrollment stays this low and there's no federal financial help, 80% of childcare centers in the U.S. could close within a year. The podcast Death, Sex, and Money recently looked at how a single mother in Pittsburgh and the childcare center she relies on are faring. Anna Sale is the host of Death, Sex, and Money and joins us now. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
So you asked listeners what childcare looks like for them right now during the pandemic. What did you hear from people?
Oh, we heard that it's a mess. And we heard that from parents. And we also heard it from childcare providers. So that was what we wanted to take a focused look at right now, is what is the situation for the people who take care of our kids in normal times?
Well, and tell us about this 24-hour child care center in Pittsburgh, ABK Learning and Development, owned and run by a woman named Leslie Crawford. How has her business been doing during the pandemic?
You know, it's really struggling. It's operating right now at about half capacity of what it was before the initial shutdown this spring, which is causing all sorts of trouble. It's causing a real revenue shortfall. She's not bringing in the money that she is used to bringing in. She's also talked to me about the difficulty she's having hiring people, because a lot of people are taking a second look at, is it worth doing a job that pays 10 bucks an hour where I'm not sure I'm going to be safe? And that puts her in this bind of having to have just the right ratio of staff people to kids. So she needs to bring in more kids to bring in more money, but she's having difficulty hiring. It's really tough right now. It's a tough puzzle.
But she has been able to keep paying her existing staff, even though her enrollment is down so much?
She has. She got a PPP loan initially, but then she had some hard conversations with some of her workers about whether they wanted to come back. So right now she's paying 8 people, including herself and her husband. She told me she works more than 100 hours a week. Again, these are 24-hour daycares. So they take care of kids whose parents work off hours. So people like hospital workers, people like servers in restaurants who are coming back to work. So it's a really essential service, and she's not able to serve the number of kids and families that she's used to, and she's not able to make the money that she was able to before.
Let's listen to a little bit of her here talking about her financial struggles.
I don't know what we're going to do if we can't sustain, if we can't maintain. I don't know what we would do. We would have to close the doors, and that is the most agonizing thing ever.
Now, you say she got a PPP loan. Obviously, it's still an open question whether there will be more of that kind of money coming from Congress. So what does she need to be able to do to hold on and stay open?
She needs more families. She needs more private paying clients. She does get subsidies from the state for low-income families that she serves. But for the families who have chosen to keep their kids home, either because of safety concerns or because their own income has fallen off and they don't have the money for childcare, she needs more of those families coming back.
You did talk to Kara Moody, who's a single mother who works at night as a waitress and sends her son, Colton, to Leslie. Here she is.
Well, he used to go 3 days a week, sometimes 4. But since the pandemic, he's now just going 2 days. That's all my job has to offer me right now. So I'm just very part-time.
What would it mean for somebody like Kara if the child care center did close? It can't be easy to find 24-hour care available every day of the week if you're somebody who works, you know, in the night or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I asked Kara this. She's a single mom. Her fiance passed away 2 years ago. And when I asked her what would happen if this daycare center closed, she kind of didn't have words, because the choices that families have right now are, if you don't have accessible, affordable childcare, it can be hard to leave the home for work. So it can mean dropping out of the labor force. And let's not forget, like, who has been hurt the most during COVID-19, it's service sector and consumer-facing jobs. Those more often are held by women. You know, this is who is getting hit by the employment difficulties of COVID. And then on top of that, there are these real childcare difficulties.
Your podcast, Death, Sex, and Money, is all about, as you put it, the things we think a lot about and need to talk more about, but maybe we don't. Do you feel like childcare centers and the pressures that those businesses face and the pressures of working parents with young kids have been ignored or underestimated even before the pandemic?
I think that it's important to realize that the childcare infrastructure in this country is a systems issue. I'm a parent of two small kids, and it doesn't feel like a systems issue when I'm trying to piece it together, the childcare. It feels like something that's very ad hoc that I'm having to figure out with my husband, how we're going to get the hours covered, how we're going to pay for it. Yes, we're talking about it a lot, but we're not talking about it enough because it's an economic issue. It's an economic issue, and it's an issue that politicians talk about a lot, but not, I think, with the specificity that we heard from Leslie and Kara, which is like, I can afford to stay open in my daycare center this long. You know, 6 or 8 months is what I'm looking at. That's consistent with a lot of daycare centers across the country. It's a real crisis.
Well, and the thing is that as we've learned during the pandemic, if the daycare center can't stay open and can't stay afloat, it's very hard for people to be able to go to work and keep the economy going in general.
Exactly. I mean, it's stunning to me. As I got to know Kara, I was looking her up and I realized that before the pandemic, she was featured actually in a video from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, which we think of as sort of a conservative pro-business group. But they were touting the importance of 24-hour daycare centers as a way to keep the economy going. So this is an issue that a lot of people talk about wanting to support working families. But it's important to look at the specifics of the challenges facing childcare centers and parents of young kids right now.
That is Anna Sale, host of Death, Sex, and Money. Anna, thank you.
Thank you.